With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We are filling in for Bill. Yes, it is Sanford and Son Friday. And every doggone stinking time I introduce this show on Sanford and Son Fridays, I say good morning, not remembering that sometimes this plays in some cities in the afternoon. So good.
Well, they get replays too, right?
That's right. So it might not be
2 a.m.
Could be. So good day, my young friend Stephen. Good day.
Good day.
Isn't that what they say in England?
Good day.
Yeah. Good day. As we are preparing for the Brexit, let's say good day to Stephen Gunderson on this Sanford and Son Friday, filling in for Bill as he is sequestered in the secret bunker working on the newsletter. Young Stephen, fill us in on the market, sir.
The Dow is down 41 points. The Nasdaq is down 30. The S&P is down 5. Oil's up 2%.
Okay.
Gold is down 0.5%.
But look at the green right up there.
But year to date, gold is up 22%.
Yes,
according
sir.
To the TV.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
It is down today, though. However,
down today. All right.
So that gets you updated on the market today. Kind of a choppy week it's been. Last couple of days. Oh no, yesterday it was up. You know. Yeah. So it's been choppy.
It was. It's been choppy. Kind of an up and down, an up and down event. But doggone it, all the things that are going on in the world, all the things that are potentially affecting the market throughout the world, everything from the Fed to the Brexit to the terrorism to the uncertainty in certain sectors. Man, I'll tell you what, I can see how the market would be choppy this week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You are along for the ride here on this Sanford and Son Friday. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. This is the day that we fill in for Bill. Bill is certainly not taking a day off. He never takes a day off. Even when on his day off, he's working. I see Bill about 7 days a week.
That's too bad.
In fact, we had a couple of things going on this week that... We saw each other, I think it was Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night.
Oh, man.
After work. And those were some community and church activities that we were involved in. And then Saturday's the day he works on the newsletter. Then I see him on Sunday. So it's a 7-day-a-week Bill Gunderson interaction for me. And yet, this Sunday is?
It is Father's Day.
It's Father's Day. So we'd like to send out a warm welcome to all of the fathers in the world. And, you know, fathers don't always have to be biological fathers. Sometimes they're an uncle or a coach or a teacher or even a single mom that's taken on the role of a father. It can be a father figure in the lives of children. So we appreciate all those dads out there in whatever form they come in. And is this your first Father's Day?
Technically, yes.
What do you mean technically?
I don't know.
That's like saying, are you kind of pregnant? All right. So either you're your first time father.
This is my first technical Father's Day. Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with technical.
Well, I mean, the baby was in the womb last Father's Day.
Oh, okay.
So I guess
right. That
could have been,
okay. But
I didn't.
All right. So this is the first time with a human being
right. In
your house.
Yes.
That you are a Father's Day.
Yes.
Now, is Gwen planning on a big party for you?
Man, I hope so. Otherwise, I will be disappointed.
Oh, you will. Does your wife listen to the radio show ever?
A couple times. It's too early for her.
So we need to email the replay link
to
this show as a hint for Gwen to go out shopping. Now, where do you want Gwen to go shopping for Father's Day?
No, all I want...
And it has to be able to come from Amazon.
All I want is just to hang out with her all day.
Oh, can we get some sappy music? I'll tell you what, that's pretty good, Stephen. You just want
maybe
to
watch
out.
The Padre game in the background.
All right. Okay.
So hang out
with your little baby girl.
Yep.
Who is now, what, 7 months?
9 months.
9 months.
crawling everywhere.
Like ants.
Yep.
Crawling like a little ant.
Yep. She can stand almost completely by herself.
Ants can't do that.
Ants can't do that. She's more advanced than an ant.
She's more
advanced. And she can say dada.
All
so
right.
So hopefully she says that a couple times on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So,
you know, I think of a little kid and how they crawl around and then they start to walk and then they start to run and then they fall down.
Yeah.
and then they cry and they throw a fit and then they start to run again and then they fall down. Kind of like folks in the stock market. You know, they think, oh, well, maybe I'll have Bill manage a portion of this portfolio. Then they start to run, and then the market dips a tiny little bit, and then they fall down, they cry, and they throw a fit.
Yep.
And it's time to...
And they never try again.
I know, and they sit down and throw a fit. So anyway, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're kind of being silly a little bit here. You know, I think it's because it's the first Friday in June that the water's flat and the sun is shining. It's a clear, crystal clear day here in San Diego. It might get too hot today, though.
Yeah, this weekend's supposed to be very hot for San Diego.
Like in the 80s.
Yeah. Man, that's hot.
It's hot here.
We gotta go on vacation.
That's right. We gotta go north.
Yeah.
It started out this morning in the 60s, and it might peak 80 today, so that's a little too warm for us coasters here.
Now, I thought it said 90s this weekend.
I think in the valleys.
In the valleys, okay.
Once you get east of I-5.
Yeah.
Get out there. But living on well, you live east of I-5, don't
yeah.
you? So, but not far.
No.
So us coastal folks, man, when it's not...
We get the coastal breeze, which is nice.
Yeah, we do. And it's a wonderful place to live. If you've never had an opportunity to visit San Diego, California, which our Chamber of Commerce, the mayor... And most of the folks who live here, they refer to this city as America's finest city. That's kind of our tagline.
Yep.
San Diego, America's finest city. I gotta agree.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, really.
You can come here any time of the year, and you won't know what month it is.
72 degrees, whether it's July or January or anywhere in between. It's gorgeous, and we've got hills, mountains, beaches, and just about every activity you can think of. And it's right here in the United States of America. You don't have to go anywhere. It's not like you have to go to the south of France to experience it. Nope. You don't need a passport to come here.
It's very similar to the south of France, actually.
Having been there?
Yeah.
You've been to the south of France?
Yeah. There's a little town called Biarritz that I went on my honeymoon. And it's basically,
San Diego.
You know, Encinitas.
Yeah.
It's basically Encinitas in France. So it's a little beach town. They got good surfing. They have all these little shops. The only difference is everyone speaks French.
And the weather is
about weather's exactly
just
the same.
Like San Diego.
It's crazy.
All right, so here you are, America's finest city, a replica of the south of France. Or maybe the south of France copied us.
I think that's what happened.
All right. Yeah. And you don't need...
Although surfing was invented in Biarritz. That is
no.
That's the story.
I thought it was invented in Hawaii.
Well, some will argue, I guess.
All right. Really? Well,
maybe that's how it got introduced in Europe.
Oh, maybe
over in
so.
The south of France.
They were listening to some Beach Boys music and decided, hey, man, this looks like fun. Let's find a downed tree and ride it in on a wave. Well, I'll tell you what. We are going to talk about a ton of stocks today. We're going to talk about, believe it or not, I have another set of notes here from the great one in the bunker. I have a set of notes. He's trying to use up this dog-eared three-ring binder here. No more paper plates. We've graduated from the cheap paper plates at $1,000 for $1.99. And we have some really interesting notes here that Bill has left us to talk about during the show. A variety of different stocks, a variety of different events that I don't know if he didn't want to talk about. He's making us talk about them on Sanford and Son Friday. He's got Sanford and Son talking points. So, you know, all week long he's been talking about how you don't want to turn over the ship to an autopilot, and you certainly don't want to turn it over to an inexperienced captain who might run the financial ship into the rocks. Well, clearly, he's not putting us on autopilot today. He is steering our course with a whole bunch of notes.
That's probably best for us.
It probably is. You know, we've got
and for the audience out there.
We have fans, though. We have people that like our show.
I don't believe it.
Now, come on. We've gotten some emails from folks who like our show, who think that we're somewhat entertaining, and then we have others that think we're imbeciles.
Yep.
So if we can find a happy medium here by using...
Hey, as long as it's 50-50, you know,
right,
we're successful.
We can use our idiocy and discuss Bill's notes, so that'll balance it out.
Yeah.
Where we talk through our daily life dribble and flavor it with Bill's substantive notes, well, then we might have a show at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So that's our entire intro for the first quarter. During the second, third, and fourth quarter, we'll have some substance for you. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. We're in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
I'm sure glad that we came back into Steely Dan instead of Pink Floyd. Thanks, Bobby. We've got a new board op that's filling in for Ken out there in Texas as he fills in for Ken on vacation. And so we came in with that bumper music, Steely Dan, because during the entire first break, I was being berated because I'm not a big fan of Pink Floyd.
I couldn't believe it. Here is Rob claiming he loves classic rock and all this old music. And he's never listened to Dark Side of the Moon all the way through.
Not all the way through. It gets boring in some spots.
I've listened to it like 1,000 times all the way through.
And
I'm a millennial.
I know. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to talk for just a few minutes about some of the things that are going on in the market outside of classic rock. Hey, will you do me a favor, Steven? Use either the app or Best Stocks Now website. Use the Best Stocks Now app, if you would.
Okay.
I'm curious, with all of the hubbub that's going on in the world today with regard to terrorism and gun control and Second Amendment rights.
Let me guess, Smith & Wesson or Ruger?
And Sturm Ruger. I want to see where they are right now.
Which one?
The gun stocks. Let's look at Smith & Wesson and Sturm Ruger and see. Here we are about a week. Well, not
Smith
even
& Wesson is up 7% today.
Today alone. Today alone. Okay. All right. So Smith & Wesson, one of the only couple of publicly traded gun stocks.
There's only two, isn't there?
Right, there's Ruger and there's Smith & Wesson. Now, of course, there are gun retailers.
Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah, and Dick's and places like that. But
Ruger's up 3%.
Okay, so you've got the two public gun stocks, Smith & Wesson and Ruger. One is up 7% today. One is up 3% today. I am absolutely convinced that the Obama administration are the greatest gun salespeople of all time. He and his followers have created a bigger market for gun sales than has ever existed in the history of time, except maybe during the Revolutionary War when every family ran out and bought muskets. but it's human nature. When you tell someone they can't have something, or that they're going to ban something, or that they're going to get rid of something, what's the first thing people want to do?
Stock up.
They want to go get it. You know, I heard a guy say yesterday, well, if it's time to hide your guns, it's time to load your guns.
It's like when the McRib's going away. Everyone goes and gets a McRib.
Yes, and they're putting away stockpiles of McRibs, you know, in case they ban it or get rid of it.
Genius.
The McRib. Okay.
I've never actually had the McRib.
So I'm trying to sift through all of the folks that run through the streets with their hair on fire and breathe through their mouth instead of through their nose when it comes to the firearms argument. And I'll tell you, it's amazing to me that the lawmakers in this country and in various states, depending on which state you're in, but our elite lawmakers don't want the public to be armed now I'm going to tell these. What are you texting? You're texting a letter.
Yeah, I'm texting my sister.
Okay.
She asked me about gun stocks yesterday. She's like, hey, I want to buy a gun stock. Do you know any? I was like, well, there's only two, but.
Yeah.
You can buy pretty much either one, and you'll be all right.
You will.
For a little bit.
For a little while, while the frenzy is on. But a standard capacity magazine is not a high capacity magazine. And, of course, our legislators want to ban, as they have in California, standard capacity magazines and go to low-capacity magazines, as though a bad guy can't reload. And reload.
Or he already has a high-capacity magazine.
Right? It's not going to stop anybody. It's feel-good legislation. But these legislators who want to ban firearms and semi-automatic firearms, it's ironic. It's the epitome of hypocrisy because they are all surrounded by armed security that have the very same weapons that they're trying to ban that are paid for with our tax dollars.
So, well, they don't have one, so that's it's not hypocrisy.
Oh, my friend, Barbara Boxer and our friend Diane Feinstein have concealed carry permits in the state of California.
Do they really?
Yes. So they are the grandmas packing heat, and yet they don't want anybody else to have the ability to defend themselves. Because, we're just the Joe public. We're just the average citizens. We shouldn't have the ability to defend ourselves against mayhem and chaos and terrorism in the streets. Only they should, because they know what's best for us.
All I'm saying
is
I think that maybe we should change a couple things.
Okay, all right.
This is coming from a millennial. I know you don't like
this. No. I'm with you. Because
if you're on the no-fly list, the terror watch list, you shouldn't be able to purchase a gun.
I am so glad you said that.
Have a gun, there's nothing we can do.
No. I'm so glad you said that. So I was on board with that thinking until I heard a commentator a couple of days ago. And the comment, I was kind of thinking, doesn't that make sense?
Well, I know anyone can be on the terror watch list.
Well, at first glance, you think, well, that makes sense. If somebody's on a terror watch list or a no-fly list, well, then they shouldn't be able to buy a gun. So who decides and on what basis, in what parameters, who decides who is on the terror watch list?
Isn't it the FBI?
Maybe it's a phone call from someone at the IRS who calls his friend over at Homeland Security because they're a member of a political group that they don't like. Hey, maybe we should investigate this person. Let's put him on a list.
All right.
Okay, maybe. Maybe it's somebody who doesn't like somebody politically who's opposing the rising political party, and so the political party
I'm assuming you're talking about Republicans.
Could be.
I'm assuming also that they probably have a gun.
They
won't be able to buy a new one until they get off the terror watch list, which isn't a bad thing.
Who puts you on the list, and for what reason? In the United States of America,
we are guaranteed
constitutionally that we have due process.
Yes.
Well, what is the due process?
Okay, so you go and try to buy a gun. They say, sorry, you're on the terror watch list. What? I'm on the terror watch list. Why?
Okay, so how do you get off of it?
So you take the steps that you can take to try and figure out why you're on it and how to get off of it.
And spend $30,000 on three lawyers in 2 years.
I'm sure that's not the way.
Going to court, and in the meantime, you can't defend yourself.
Well, you probably already have a gun at that point.
Maybe.
You're probably not a first-time buyer.
Maybe. I'm just saying it's a slippery slope.
But okay,
letting someone put you on a list, and I'm using air quotes now.
Okay,
for
but
those.
Now you're saying that the people who are on the list legitimately just don't matter.
Well, now
I think it makes sense. And
look at the headline right there: gun sales soar.
Yeah,
you see that?
And I lost my train of thought.
No. That are the people that are legitimately on the list.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I had a good point, too.
There are some folks that legitimately should be. Okay.
All right. So just give it to them, and it's not going to change much, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
So give them what they want.
Slippery slope, my friend. I got more to talk about this. When we get back, it's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson arguing on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. There's a little technical glitch there. I don't think it was Bobby's fault because it happened last year. I think it's our old box, stinking stupid modem that we've got here.
Yeah.
Old technology. Nevertheless, hey, we are back. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We continued our gun debate all through the break.
Yeah, we're going to have to agree to disagree here because I don't think any of us are changing our stance.
And yet we're watching Fox Business right now with Varney and what's that guy's name?
Stossel
right there.
He's a libertarian.
Yes, he is. And the headline below there is gun sales soar and gun stocks soar.
Yep.
Because, again, how did banning alcohol work out for the United States of America? It didn't work out so well when the people wanted it. How did how has the war on drugs worked out? Now, these are all things that are...
Yeah, nothing's ever perfect.
Right, exactly, but right. If you try and ban things...
You got to take steps.
It's not going to work. It's just
oh,
not.
Oh, I know it's not going to work, but at least some people could feel better about themselves.
What's the old saying? The train has left the station.
Yeah.
The horse is out of the barn. Okay. The ants have infiltrated the kitchen. Here's the deal. You know, about 3 or 4 days ago,
this is as Rob is wearing a Glock hat. So he's not giving up anything.
My dear sweet wife, 3 or 4 days ago, noticed a couple of ants coming through a little crack in the tile.
Oh, the worst.
A little crack in the tile in our kitchen. By the next morning, we had an army of ants in our, because those were the scouts, and they were in our sink and, all over the place.
They found one crumb.
Now we're 3 or 4 days into it, and we have ants all over our whole kitchen, every cabinet, all over the place. We went to Walmart last night, Home Depot. We went to Home Depot last night, certainly because we own the stock.
Yeah.
and we bought a million ant traps, put them in every single corner. And then my wife bought this giant can of poison,
nice.
Which she says, it's not poison. It's got lemon grass.
It's all natural.
Right, it's all natural.
We have that one.
It's got lemon grass or something, something in it. And it's got, she sprays so much of them. So much of this stuff in our house that I can taste it in the air. And she has given up on killing them with the scent or with the poison. She just drowns them in the stuff.
That's good. You got to kill them one way.
So, no, the analogy there, though, is that there is no stopping the ants. There are always more ants that are coming back. We have 300 million guns in the United States. 300 million! That's one for every human that walks the earth in our country. There is no going back. That horse has left the barn. Okay.
At least someone else can feel better about themselves
for passing it. Most importantly, it is a constitutional right and a God-given right
to protect
yourself, your wife, your family.
I understand that.
And you
I'm not on the terror watch list, I don't think, so I can go buy a gun if I want to.
But what if somebody says, oh, wait a minute.
Then I'll do my best to get off the terror watch list.
We need to put everyone who broadcasts on Salem, because Salem tends to be a conservative Christian radio station. We need to, anyone who has a talk show on the Salem Broadcasting Network, we need to put them on a check them out a little more thoroughly list. And so you go down.
Then the FBI can come to my house and check me out.
So you go down to the gun shop because there is mayhem in your neighborhood and it's getting worse. And you say, hey, I need to buy a shotgun to protect my wife and my nine-month-old daughter so I can live to see my first Father's Day. And they say, oh, no, you are on some arbitrary list that you were put on because you broadcast on a conservative Christian radio show. We're worried. Okay, now I think we're back live again here.
Yes,
I'm
we
not
are.
Sure. We got a little bit heated there. I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm going to talk in the background here to our board op, to our engineer in Texas. I'm assuming we're talking live now. Is
yes.
that correct, Bobby? Oh, good. That's great. Okay. So I don't know where in the conversation we got cut off there. However,
I think we should move on from.
Okay, let's move
not
on.
Gonna,
from the, we're not going to.
We're not
going to get there. However, I will tell you that is a first indicator that the government is ready to put you on a watch list. is when
Wait,
they,
I'm on their side. Come on.
they
no,
just,
you.
They just took us off the air.
Yeah.
You see there? See
That's
what happened?
You were talking.
We just got a whole can of ant spray sprayed on us.
Yep.
We're drowning in it. All right. Hey, let's go on to the next thing that Bill has left for us here. Oh, great. Here's the next thing he left. You want to know what the first thing is
nah,
he left
let's
for
skip
us?
That one.
Okay, we'll skip that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's... I can't even believe he wanted us to talk about that.
Yeah, Disney World, for all those people out there wondering.
Yeah, Disney World with alligators. We're not going to talk about that. He wanted to compare it to the stock market. That was just a tragedy. The yield on a 10-year municipal bond hits a record low of 1.42%. Hey, how does that weigh in for all those guys that are savers, right? And wanted to buy municipal bonds.
Oh, man.
I remember...
What do retirees do?
I remember when my grandparents said, oh, you want to buy munis?
Yeah.
You want to buy municipal bonds? When you were little.
Back in the day, they were.
Maybe back in the day.
They were great.
But, oh, my goodness. What a train wreck that has become. And then he also said the yield on the 30-year Swiss bond falls into negative territory for the first time ever.
Ouch.
First time ever. So, really, are there better alternatives for folks to invest in the stock market? And I realize that, you know, now's a great time to buy gun stocks. But are there better alternatives out there to help people grow their IRA, their TSP, once it turns into an IRA, their 401k, their mutual funds, their brokerage account? What would you do in that situation? Well, I mean, really,
I mean,
what would you do? Let's say that you're 60 years old.
I'm 60, okay.
You're 5 years away from retirement. You have a couple of $100,000 in an IRA, maybe another $100,000 in a brokerage account, and you are getting to the point to where you are thinking about retirement in 4 or 5 years. What would you do?
I would hire a professional.
Okay. As a result, you might have a better opportunity than just trying to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, you know, I read somewhere, it might have been my dad's newsletter last week.
Okay.
But I read that now is the worst time for savers, but the best time for borrowers.
Really? Oh, yeah, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
yeah, that makes sense.
If you have a bunch of money saved up right now, you don't know what to do with it. There's no safe harbor anymore, like bonds. And sometimes the safest place is the stock market, believe it or not. I know it sounds like, oh, but that's – stock market's a casino.
Yeah, Vegas.
Well, there's safe places to be in the market at any given time, and you know, your money can be protected if you have the right person watching your account for you.
And that's really one of the things that kind of drives me nutty as I talk to folks that are interested in having a money manager, in having someone like Bill manage their 401k or their IRA or their brokerage account. A lot of times folks are stressed over what the process is. And so when we get back in the final quarter, let's talk about what the process is and how to maybe calm the nerves of those who are considering doing that. This is Rob Sanford, and it's Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones.
The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
That's the dumbest guitar solo ever right there.
It's not a guitar solo.
Whatever
it's
it is.
Intro.
Bam, bam, bam. That's like a...
So you don't like Pink Floyd or The Doors?
No, that's like an eighth grader just learning how to play guitar on his first Fender Squire Strat with his little 99-cent amp. Bam, bam, bam. Anyway, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. I think I have single-handedly... lost about half our audience today. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we're filling in for Bill. Bill is sequestered in his secret bunker high atop a mountainside in America's finest city here in San Diego, California, as he prepares to send out the newsletter. And I guarantee you that he is going to mention something about gun stocks tomorrow in his newsletter. Reason being is that it's one of his notes on the Sanford & Son note page here on his dog-eared notebook. So if you would like to hear Bill's opinion regarding all of this drivel that young Stephen and I have been arguing about, which I can't seem to get his point and he can't seem to get my point.
I get your point. I just disagree with it.
Okay.
Rob just doesn't understand my point at all.
That's right. Because I'm one of those knuckle-dragging, older caveman type guys that just can't see the millennials' point of view. I am stuck in American tradition and conservatism. And Stephen has a more broad, accepting point of view.
All you Republicans out there. Every time there's a shooting, you guys get blamed.
Right, you guys.
Not the person who committed the act.
You guys.
You fools.
You
people
fools.
Who are anti any sort of gun
right.
law being passed.
Right.
I'm just saying, for the sake of you guys being blamed, let them pass at least
so
one little
looking
thing.
Out, you're looking out for me.
I'm looking out for you.
Okay.
And myself.
All right. As we discuss what kind of gun you're going to buy for your
home. I think
we
should all have guns.
I think so, too.
I think it's great for our safety to have our own weapon.
Good guys have to have guns
at the
to
same
defend
time,
themselves and their families and their lives against bad guys.
At the same time, I don't want to be blamed every time there's a shooting that nothing can get done in Congress. So we give them a little bit so they can shut up.
That's a slippery slope, my brother.
Well, they'll stop it at that.
How do we get back on this topic? We're talking
know.
About the
you
newsletter.
Brought it up. All right, the newsletter.
Okay. So if you would like to get more of this excitement in written form, you can subscribe to the newsletter. Tell the people, young Stephen.
Go to GundersonCapital.com.
Right.
Click on the newsletter tab, and there's a little link for a free trial.
Free trial.
You can sign up there.
To the Gun Stocks newsletter.
It's free.
Okay.
No credit card needed.
No.
Just
you won't
name,
be on a list.
Just an email address, a valid one, because we email the newsletter.
You won't be on a government list anywhere. We don't sell
be.
It. We don't divulge it.
We do not.
All right.
You could also go to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Contact Us page.
Okay.
Fill out some information.
All right.
No credit cards, nothing. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
That's a good way to do it.
Ask for Tracy, and she will get you signed up.
Remember that, Tracy. When you call in, you ask for Tracy.
Yes. She would love to talk to you and get you signed up
Tracy
for the newsletter.
Tracy will talk and talk and talk to you and get you involved in the weekly edition of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. You can get the opinion of Bill Gunderson in all of his glory. However, you also get in that newsletter a bunch of stocks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And how many do you get in the newsletter every week?
Well, if you pay for it.
No, the free version.
It changes every week. He features some stocks and he'll feature some sectors that are hot and stuff like that.
So you get a bunch of them. So you can pretty much manage your own portfolio, which is almost counterproductive to his business because he's a money manager.
Yeah.
He's a money manager.
He always says he wants to help people out there who
and he sends out instructions
like doing it themselves.
On how to do it yourself. But he's a money manager. Which takes me to my next point. If you don't want to mess with doing it yourself, if you'd rather not read the instruction manual that is the newsletter, you know, and put together the ping pong table yourself on Christmas Eve, if you'd rather have the store put it together for you and deliver it, well then Bill is the guy who puts together the portfolio for you and delivers it in a nice neat package to put under the tree on Christmas morning. If somebody wants them to do that, how do we do that?
Also, go to GundersonCapital.com. That is the hub.
That's the world headquarters.
And click on the Contact Us page.
Okay.
And there's a little section where you can, optional, write a little bit something about yourself, about your portfolio, about
Isn't it a section that says become a client? Like if you're
I think that's on the Contact Us page.
I think if you're interested in becoming a client, just write a sentence or like I got one yesterday.
It says tell us about yourself.
Right, tell us about yourself if you want to become a client. Look, I had one yesterday. A guy is just turning 59 and a half. He's got a government TSP that he wants to roll over into an IRA, and wants Bill to manage it because he doesn't know what to do with it. It's been managed by the TSP manager for the last 30 years, and now he wants to roll it over and have somebody manage it, and so he's going to turn it into an IRA. He was a postal worker for 30 years.
Nice.
And so now he's going to have this rolled over into an IRA and have Bill manage it for his retirement, which is awesome. So he can go and go fishing or do whatever it is he likes to do, play golf or visit the grandkids or whatever he's going to do, he doesn't have to worry about managing his retirement account. Bill can do it for him.
Yep.
And he can call and talk to Bill whenever he wants. In fact, the first step is today he is faxing over his positions, his statements in his TSP. And so that way Bill's going to kind of know what he's had in the past. And then what will happen then? He'll get the paperwork. He'll get the statement, and then what happens?
Well, with the TSP, it's actually a little bit different than the
right.
normal
account. Let's say it was a retirement account,
so
a 401k.
We'd see your positions, and Bill would have an idea of what you've been doing, and he'd talk to you about your goals.
Right.
And then we will send some paperwork to fill out for Scottrade, which is our custodian. You don't write the checks out to Bill. You write them out to Scottrade.
Yep.
And we have a transfer form in there, and Scottrade does everything for you. They contact where your IRA is at now, and
transfer
it over. You don't have to call your guy if you have a connection with him or never talk to him. You don't have to let him know you're leaving. They'll do it for you.
All done electronically.
Yeah, and it'll show up in Scottrade in a week, sometimes 2 weeks, tops 2 weeks. And then Bill will do his work. He'll probably sell a lot. And then he'll slowly start buying you.
He'll definitely sell a lot.
Yeah, he'll slowly start buying you his new, fresh ideas.
Yeah.
He won't put you everything at once. He'll buy each stock as he goes.
Okay, well, that's about how you do it. If you want to do it, go to GundersonCapital.com. Call 855-611.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.